Turn again to that portion of Scripture which we read earlier in Revelation chapter 6. I want to preach for a few moments at the end of our service about the wrath of the Lamb. And I want to draw your attention to Revelation chapter 6, verses 15 to 17, as we deal with this subject. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Let's bow in prayer and ask the Lord for his help as we come to deal with this subject. Father in heaven, we thank thee for thy word, and we know that all scripture is given by inspiration of God. Therefore, Lord, as we turn to this inspired passage of thy truth, we pray, Lord, that you would come and fill us with thy gracious Holy Spirit. And we pray, Lord, for each one here that you would speak to all of our hearts and to all of our souls. We thank thee and we praise thee, Lord, for thy truth. O God, we pray that as we consider thy truth today, that we would hear words whereby we can and must be saved. O God, we thank thee for the wonderful message of the gospel. And we pray, Lord, today as we turn to the sacred page, Lord, that you would be pleased, Lord, to help us to make much of Christ our Savior. Help us to uplift him. Help us to speak well of him. For it's in Jesus' precious, precious name we ask it. Amen. One of the best known descriptions of the Lord Jesus Christ in the Bible is that of the Lamb. We all know how John the Baptist described the Son of God in John chapter 1. John said concerning Christ, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. In this text, the Lord Jesus is described by John the Baptist as the sacrificial lamb. John 1 verse 29 is a clear reference to Christ's death and substitutionary work for sinners upon the cross. The Savior is also described as the Lamb upon the throne. In Revelation 7 verse 7 we read, for the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne. In this reference we see the resurrected Christ as the Lamb seated upon the throne in heaven. Therefore the Bible also describes Christ as the reigning Lamb, or as the conquering Lamb. Also in the book of Revelation, praise and worship is extended to Christ the Lamb. Therefore, the Lord Jesus is described as the worshipped Lamb. However, in contrast to this, in the book of Isaiah in the Old Testament, the Son of God is described as the rejected Lamb. In Isaiah 53 verse 7, we read concerning the Savior, he was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. These are all well-known descriptions of the Lord Jesus Christ as the Lamb. However, there's one more well-known description of Christ the Lamb. In our text, as we have already pointed out in Revelation chapter 6, it speaks about the wrath of the Lamb. Here, Christ is described as the judging Lamb, when he will someday pour out his wrath upon this world. And what a description we have here of Christ the Lamb. Just for a few moments at the close of our meeting today, I want to draw your attention to the wrath of the Lamb, or Christ the judging Lamb. And I pray that the Lord will take his word and write it upon all of our hearts. And especially if you're in the meeting today and you're not a Christian, you're not saved, I pray that you will listen very carefully, because there is a definite message here for you. And I pray that you will not miss this message this afternoon. What do we learn here about the wrath of the Lamb? Well, first of all, the first thing I want you to notice is the wrath of the Lamb unleashed. Look with me at verse 17. Underline these words. For the great day of his wrath is come. Men and women, the day is coming when the wrath of the Lamb will be unleashed upon this world. The Bible describes that day as a great day of judgment. For the great day of his wrath is come. You know, this in many ways is an unlikely scenario. When you think of a lamb, you have a picture in your mind of a mild, gentle animal, timid and shy. However, when the Bible speaks about the wrath of Christ the Lamb, the Bible is drawing our attention to the justice of God. God is a God of justice, and he will punish the sin of the Christ rejecter. Now, I know that in this 21st century, men and women do not believe in the judgment of God. They do not believe in the wrath of the Lamb. But my friend, here we have it in God's precious word. Here we have it in God's precious truth. And the Bible clearly draws our attention here to this great day of wrath. Revelation chapter 6 itself draws our attention to the wrath of the Lamb being poured out upon the ungodly. This chapter, this whole chapter, speaks about the opening of the six seals of judgment and the effect that the opening of these seals will have upon this earth. Now, for the sake of time, we can't read the whole chapter again. We can't consider all of these seals that are being opened here. But let me just, for a few moments, draw your attention to the sixth seal. Look at verse 12 of Revelation chapter 6. And behold, when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell upon the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together. And every mountain and every island were moved out of their places. What a day of judgment this will be. Is it any wonder that the Word of God describes this day as the great day of wrath? You know, Christ spoke of this day when he walked upon this earth in his public ministry. If you have studied the earthly life and ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ as it is revealed in the Gospels, you will know this. Just keep your hand in Revelation chapter 6 and turn over to Matthew chapter 24 for a moment, and you read about this day of wrath. Take a look, first of all, at verse 3 of Matthew 24. It says, "And he sat upon the Mount of Olives. The disciples came unto him privily or privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?" Here, the disciples ask the Lord Jesus this most searching question. They want to know about the sign of his coming. They want to know when the earth and the world will come to an end. My friend, this world is coming to an end. Now, you would think, to see the way men were living, that the world wasn't going to come to an end. Many, of course, do not believe that the world is coming to an end, but it is. This world, as we know it, someday will draw to a close. And when that happens, Jesus Christ will come again. And when he comes again, he comes in judgment. Look at verse 29. Take the time to read the whole chapter, but look at verse 29. "Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened." That's what we were reading about in Revelation chapter 6, the opening of the sixth seal. The sun shall be darkened, the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken, verse 30. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. That text of scripture there is drawing our attention to the wrath of the Lamb being unleashed upon this world. We also read of this unleashing of the wrath of the Lamb in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. Let me just draw your attention to verses 6, 7, and 8. I'll read them for you. Seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you, and to you who are troubled, rest with us, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Again, there we have Paul this time, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And as he writes to the Christians at Thessalonica, he reminds them about this great day of wrath. When Christ returns, he will judge the world, and it will be unleashed upon the Christ rejecter. You see, if we take this a step further, I want you to notice not only the wrath of the Lamb unleashed, it will happen, it will take place, but I want you to notice the wrath of the Lamb that it's universal. It's universal. Look at verse 15 of Revelation chapter 6. Our text for today. Look what it says. And the kings of the earth, underline it, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man. No one who has rejected Jesus Christ as Savior on this earth will escape the wrath of the Lamb. This judgment will be universal. Those in every nation across this world who have rejected Christ as Savior and Lord will be judged. That's what the verse is teaching us. The kings of the earth, all the kings of the earth who have rejected Christ. The great men, all the great men of the earth who have rejected Christ. The rich men, all the rich men of the earth who have rejected Christ. The chief captains, the mighty men, every bondman, every free man, who have rejected Christ will face the wrath of the Lamb. And even those who have died from the beginning of time in every generation will not escape this wrath. Because you will remember that in Acts chapter 17 and verse 31, it says, because God hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, in that he has raised him from the dead. This wrath that is spoken of here, the wrath of the Lamb, it's universal. Now, friend, that means that you will not escape it. If you die without Jesus Christ as your Savior, if you refuse to come to him and accept him as your Lord and as your Savior, you will not escape it. Everyone who says no to God's free offer of redemption, they will receive the wrath of the Lamb. There will be no hiding place for anyone from this day of wrath who has rejected the Son of God. The Bible says, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life. Listen to it. John 3 verse 36. But the wrath of God, or the wrath of the Lamb, abideth on him. Oh, men and women, we have here very solemn words. But they're scriptural words. They're words that are found clearly in the precious Word of God. And that's why you need to pay particular attention to these words today. The wrath of the Lamb unleashed. The wrath of the Lamb is universal. But I want you to notice something else. Take a look at Revelation chapter 6 again. Look with me at verse 15 and you'll notice, thirdly, the wrath of the Lamb unbearable. Look what it says. It says that these men, they hid themselves, underline the words near the end of the verse, they hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath has come, underline these words, and who shall be able to stand? So unbearable will this judgment be that the ungodly will seek to hide from it. But no hiding place will be found. So intense will this wrath be that the unsaved will seek to flee from it. But there will be no place to flee. Sinners will cry for the rocks and for the mountains to fall upon them. But just think about that for a moment. We're thinking here about this final judgment. We're thinking here about this wrath that is going to fall upon this world. The wrath of the Lamb. And such is this wrath that men will seek death. Such is the ferocity of this judgment that men will want the mountains to fall upon them. Well, it's hard to imagine such a day. It is hard to imagine such wrath. But men and women, the Bible speaks of it. A day of unbearable wrath. A day of unbearable terror. Here we can see the severity of God's judgment upon sinners. The terror of this wrath will overwhelm the sinner. When this day comes upon the ungodly, God will show no mercy towards the guilty. And that's what this passage of Scripture is teaching us. Now, we live in a day of grace and we live in a day of mercy. Because this day, God will save you if you call upon him. And we're going to say more about that just in a moment. But when this day of wrath comes, God's mercy will have ended. God's grace will have ceased. And God's love for the Christ rejecter will be no more. There'll be no more opportunities, in other words, for you to make your peace with God. And that's why it is imperative that you come and trust the Lord Jesus Christ this very moment. Listen to me, men and women. We're dealing here with solemn truth, but we're dealing here nevertheless with the truth of God. And we're dealing here with this day of judgment, the wrath of the Lamb. Someday it will be unleashed upon this earth. It will be universal. No one will escape it. And it will be unbearable. And when that day comes, there will be no mercy for the sinner. I want you to keep your hand in Revelation chapter 6 again. And I want you to turn over to Proverbs chapter 1 just for a moment. Because there's a very interesting text of Scripture in Proverbs chapter 1. Very interesting portion of God's Word. In this portion of Scripture, God says concerning all those who reject his salvation, that this will be their portion. Look what it says in verse 25. But ye have set at naught all my counsel and would none of my reproof. The Lord is speaking here to you if you're not saved. These people had rejected his counsel. They had rejected his reproof. They had rejected his way of salvation. And if you're not saved in the meeting, then these words can be applied to you because you, as an individual, have rejected his counsel and you've rejected his reproofs and you've rejected his salvation. Now, you've got to see yourself in the passage of Scripture. My friend, you've got to apply God's word to your own heart and to your own life and to your own circumstances. And this is what God says to you who are not saved and who refuse to come to him. But ye have set at naught my counsel and would have none of my reproof. Look at verse 26. This is God speaking, not the preacher. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then, listen to it. And as you read verse 28 with me, think of Revelation chapter 6. Think of these ungodly men asking the rocks and the mountains to fall on them in this day of judgment. Then shall they call upon me for mercy, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. In other words, that passage of Scripture is drawing our attention to this fact, that when this day of wrath comes upon this world, God's mercy will be no more. You can't get saved on that day. You can't be forgiven for your sins on that day. You can't find a Savior on that day, because the day of grace will have ended. In Psalm 14 verse 4, God says, "Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread, and call not upon the Lord?" Verse 5, "They were there in great fear." They were there in great fear. Oh, this day is going to be a day of great fear. A day of great fear. My friend, has the fear of God ever gripped your heart? I can remember before I was saved, the fear of God gripping my heart. The fear of realizing that I wasn't right before God, that I wasn't saved. The fear of dying and going out into eternity, going out into hell forever. Has that fear ever gripped your heart? Oh, I pray that it will grip your heart in time. Because there's one thing for sure. If that fear does not grip your heart in time, it will grip your heart in eternity. The very moment you close your eyes in death, you will have that fear. But there'll be no repentance for you, and there'll be no salvation from you. And if you see Jesus Christ come in the day of his wrath, and you are still upon this earth, the moment you see him, great fear will grip your heart. But that fear will be without repentance and without salvation. It will not be a fear that will lead you to repentance and faith in Christ. It will be a fear that will bring you down into a lost eternity. My friend, heed God's word today. Heed God's truth today. My friend, the wrath of the Lamb, which you will experience if you reject Christ as your Savior, will be unbearable. You cannot even begin to imagine what it will be like. There will be no place of refuge or safety. This wrath will be unbearable. But sinner, you will bear it. And you will bear it for all eternity. All eternity. So that's the fourth thing I want you to notice here about the wrath of the Lamb. The wrath of the Lamb will be unleashed. The wrath of the Lamb is universal. The wrath of the Lamb will be unbearable. But there'll be nothing you'll be able to do about it. Even the rocks and the mountains will not fall on you. You'll not be able to hide from this wrath. Fourthly, the wrath of the Lamb will be unending. Unending. The Bible clearly states that God's wrath upon the sinner will be eternal and everlasting. Turn over to 2 Thessalonians again, just for a moment. I want you to notice something. Perhaps you've seen it before, but if you're not saved, I want you to see it once again, for the first time perhaps. Look at 2 Thessalonians 1 verse 7. "And to you who are troubled, rest with us. When the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ." Listen to it. Underline these words, verse 9. "Who shall be punished with everlasting destruction." Underline the word everlasting. What does that word mean? Well, I'm sure even the children could give me a pretty good definition of what the word everlasting means. It simply means unending. It goes on forever and forever and forever and forever. everlasting destruction. It is impossible for us even to begin to contemplate what that phrase means. But then the text goes on to say this, with everlasting punishment from the presence of the Lord will be punished. The sinner will be punished. Mankind will be punished for his rejection of Jesus Christ with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord, from the glory of his power. My friend, when you think of these things, when you hear of these truths that I have been preaching about today, and I'm speaking here to the unsaved in the congregation, what do you think? What are you thinking just now? Perhaps you're thinking, well, I wish you would say the final amen. Well, maybe that's what you are thinking. My friend, you never think about where your soul's going to be in eternity. Never think of what it's going to be like 1 minute after you die. You never think what it's going to be like if Jesus Christ was to come back and you still unprepared for this great eternity. Oh, I pray this afternoon that you will flee to Christ in the day of grace. How can man escape the wrath of the Lamb? Well, you know the answer to that. You don't even need me to tell you. We escape the wrath of the Lamb by accepting Christ, the redeeming Lamb, as our Savior before this day of wrath comes upon this world. Revelation 5 verse 8, Paul said to the saints at Rome, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath." We shall be delivered from wrath through him, through Jesus Christ. What did John the Baptist say? He said, "Flee from the wrath which is to come." Now, I've already drawn your attention to what John the Baptist said about the Lamb. He said, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." John the Baptist pointed his congregation to the Lamb, to the sacrificial Lamb. He drew his congregation's attention to the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ was the only Savior, and that upon the cross he was going to lay down his life a ransom for the many. The Lamb that would be slain. Thank God that Lamb was slain. And on the cross he cried, "It is finished," and man's redemption was accomplished once and for all. Thank God, sinner, if you were to come today and put your faith in the Lamb and trust in what the Lamb has accomplished on the cross for your soul, then you could leave God's house redeemed and on your way to heaven. And you would have the peace of God in your heart that passeth all understanding. But remember this, John the Baptist not only pointed men to the Lamb upon the cross, but he also drew their attention to the Lamb that would come at the end of time and pour out his wrath upon this world. Because he said, "Flee from the wrath to come." The wrath to come. So not only did John the Baptist speak about the suffering Lamb, but he also spoke about the judging Lamb. And men and women, we must always get the balance. We must always get the balance. But thank God there is a Lamb today. A Lamb that has been slain. A Lamb that has died for the sins of the ungodly. A Lamb that has shed his precious blood to make an atonement for the soul. And that Lamb today, the Lamb of God which beareth away the sin of the world, thank God will save you this Lord's Day. If you come and put your faith and trust in him, will you come? Will you come now? You need to come to Christ now. As the minister of this church, I want to impress upon you that now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. I want to impress upon your soul this day that this is the day of salvation. Would you not come? Would you not trust him? Only trust him, only trust him, only trust him now. He will save you, he will save you. He will save you now. Don't reject him. Because, friend, if you reject him, then you will enter in to this day that the Bible speaks about. The wrath of the Lamb. The day of his wrath is come. And who is able to stand? Let us all pray.